The headlines this morning herald the coming of more airline flights to Mallorca, especially from the so-called low-cost airlines. Some of these companies have a bit of a reputation for services that have, shall we say, room for improvement. It seems that we are not always convinced that low cost equates to good value, especially if we think that there are going to be some hidden extras. When quality is reduced, so is our satisfaction, and the old adage of you get what you pay for is forgotten. Of course, the purchaser always has the responsibility to check the suitability of his purchases, but the language used to describe the offer can often be a clue. If something is described as cheap, it often evokes a negative reaction, and hence the rise of terms like economy and low cost. Of course, it doesn't take long for the association to migrate to the other terminology. It isn't always easy to spot a true bargain, where the value of the quality really does exceed the financial price paid. Personally, I think it's better to focus on the qualities of the service or product rather than just the price. However, there will always be people who are looking for the cheapest option, and sometimes it's entirely appropriate to do so. But when the price wars get so fierce that corners have to be cut and quality suffers, along with transparency sometimes, the words low cost can raise the question, what's wrong with it?